Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
PSEG Long Island has until tonight on a self-imposed deadline to get power restored to 15,000 remaining customers still roughing it after Tropical Storm Isaias. The utility says it'll prioritize people with special health needs. 1010 Winds reporter Carol Ioria met with the lady who says, well, you can add me to that list.
Rebecca Gutierrez is 9 months pregnant, and her doctor considers her a high-risk patient. She and her husband already have two other children. So having no electricity for 9 days was beyond frustrating. But whenever she called PSEG, she was told she wasn't a high priority.
They basically tell us that since we're only one outage, that we're at the bottom of their priority list, even though I explained to them our health issues.
Meanwhile, PSEG President and COO Dan Einhorn said he's proud of the utility's restoration effort, although he said the utility will take a look at things that could have been done better.
We're going to do a self-assessment, a deep dive, lessons learned, and make immediate changes.
The utility still has 6,500 workers who will continue to restore power. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.